According to the Pentagon, more than 1,600 American troops have now died in Iraq and Afghanistan. More than 11,600 have been wounded in action. Many of these troops are members of the National Guard, or the Reserves, who make up almost half of the U.S. forces serving in both conflicts. They complain that their follow-up medical care and disability benefits are inadequate. The military has taken some steps to improve the situation, but NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports that testimony today on Capitol Hill indicates the problems persist.
One of the most frequent complaints from the wounded is what they say is a two-tier system of care and benefits, one for active duty soldiers, another for members of the Guard and Reserves who serve in combat areas. A House Military Personnel Subcommittee examined this and related issues a year ago and reconvened to review the situation. Chairman John McHugh, a Republican of New York, acknowledged that some progress has been made, but he said that overall he is disappointed.
The subcommittee continues to hear reports from mobilized reserve component members and medical holdover who are dissatisfied with the care and disability processing system. These reports are disturbing.
The subcommittee heard testimony from four U.S. servicemen who had been wounded. Two were on active duty, the other two members of the National Guard and Navy Reserve. All gave positive reports on their basic medical care. But Navy Reservist Anthony Cuomo told of discrimination based on his military status. He said that wounded guardsmen and reservists are classified differently than wounded active duty soldiers and thus are not eligible for equal benefits.
I would just like to see this scarlet letter R removed from my chest, denoting me as a reservist.
Arkansas National Guardsman James Keaton said that when he was flown to Andrews Air Force Base, a chaplain boarded his bus and asked who was active duty and who was reserve. According to Keaton, the chaplain only offered his services to the active duty soldiers. Subcommittee Chairman John McHugh told representatives of the four military services who attended the hearing that his staff did not go fishing for such complaints.
They are truly symptomatic of a broader range of input we've received. What we repeatedly hear is that in perhaps subtle but very important ways, there are differences as to how the active component is treated in these circumstances from the reserve.
Last month, the Government Accounting Office released a report suggesting that hundreds and perhaps thousands of wounded reservists and National Guard members have lost pay and medical benefits because the system designed to care for them has been overwhelmed. Military officials acknowledge the shortcomings and say they're trying to address them. They also point out that one reason the system has been overwhelmed is that so many more troops now survive their wounds due to improved combat medical care. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.